You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Backstage, end of the festival is approaching. We can hear Stormzy in the distance. Saw some fireworks just pop off from Stormzy's set. How have you been? Have you had a good day today?
Yeah, I've had a really good day. I love Auckland. This was the festival show that I was looking forward to the most, I think. Yeah.
That's really nice. It feels like a long time coming because I think last time you were here, there was a lot of rain around Auckland City.
It was very rainy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Well, we've turned it on for you today. Got some proper sunshine, some actual summer, New Zealand summer going for you, which I feel is really where Jungle is at its prime. It's a big summer sound. One of those things that we've seen, like the ripple effects of here in New Zealand, is this second Jungle kind of wave happening across the globe at the moment. For you, sitting in the kind of position where you get to see it in different countries, you get to play your music in different countries, how does it feel for you at the moment? Where is it kind of sitting? Does it feel like a healthy space, a fun space?
I feel like it's like really exciting at the moment. I feel like, you know, obviously it's been around for 30 years and there's like people that have been doing it and are still doing it, and they're like people that I really look up to. But I think it's really fun for something to exist. You have to have people that, you know, next generation that push it forward. Yeah. And there's a lot of like young producers that I'm really excited about, young DJs, young promoters, like all of that's like part of keeping the genre alive, I think.
Totally. And I think you are someone that people really look up to because you know your history and you also look to that future space as well and are excited by both of those things, and your music kind of calls backwards and forwards as well. What is exciting for you, like heading into a new year? You know, we're still fresh into 2024.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to this year in terms of your own music and the scene?
Wow, that's a good question.
End of the night question. Just like a little bit of soul searching, why not?
Yeah. I think I'm really excited to release new music. Got a lot of stuff that I'm excited to announce this year, which is, makes me really happy. And yeah, just like keep doing what I'm doing, like, you know, keep touring and, you know, do my part, my Up Your Archives parties. And
yeah,
super excited for the year ahead. I think it'll be the best one yet, I hope.
I hope so too. When you look at your peers at the moment, who are you bouncing your ideas off with? Who's kind of the person you text first or send like a you know, demo to when you're working on an idea?
Well, I've been working with a guy called Ethan P. Flynn, who's actually not a junglist. He's a musical genius, but he's more in like the folk world. And I've collaborated with him quite a lot recently. But for me, like a mentor probably would be Goldie. Like I talk to him like every week and he's like, it's like a kind of uncle for me, and he's just someone that I respect so much, and I'm very grateful to have that friendship with him.
Totally. This is kind of a weird question to ask you, but I hope you don't mind it. There's so much like conversation about like the future of where like electronic music's going, particularly jungle, particularly drum and bass at the moment. For you, a lot of people are looking at you and saying, this is the space where it's at. Do you feel the pressure of that at all? Is it something you try not to think about?
I don't really get involved in that conversation. Like a lot of people have tried to say to me, I'm reviving jungle, I'm da 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 da. I just don't really personally believe that, and I don't really understand that conversation because I am a fan of the music. And there's always people, there's so many people that are in it. It's just very underground.
Yeah.
But I don't really personally think that I'm the one that's making it come back. I think it's just existing. It's just sometimes there's certain people or certain songs that break through.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that it ever went away for me. I just see it in real life, so I don't know.
No, totally agree. And to kind of push back against that, like, who are some other producers that you're really enjoying at the moment? Like, who's in your
jungle
scene? Yeah, for jungle people.
Oh,
that
you
so just
many
like
people. Yeah, I mean, my favorite new gen junglists are definitely Cheetah, this young kid. He's like 20, he lives in Bristol. I just did a couple of sessions with him actually. Nectax, he's from Newcastle, which is like in the north of England. Who else is there? Guido YZ, he's like a Brazilian, like I think he's like half Brazilian, half English, and he kind of makes like ballet funk jungle.
Cool.
I like 4AM Crew, I think they're really cool. There's so many people, even like Pete Cannon, he's a lot older, but he's making a lot of like sick, like Amen stuff.
Totally.
Which I like. And yeah. So many people, really.
And it still sounds like just as fresh and new as anything some young person's making as well. Yeah, totally. Hey, thank you so much for chatting with us
thank
and
you.
For letting us catch you at the Indian night. I hope you get to go see a bit of Stormzy now and have a good one. And we will see you next time you're in New Zealand.
Yes, I hope I come back soon.
All right, we've just seen the last of the pyrotechnics from Stormzy's absolutely incredible headline set.
We have Vossy Bopped.
We have Vossy Bopped our way to the end of Laneway Festival 2024.
Mm-hmm.
The feet are sore, the body's sweaty.
There's no makeup left on my face.
But the heart's very full.
Indeed.
Live music rules. What a great day out. Have you had a good time, Stella?
I've had an excellent time, Rachel. How about you?
I've just had the time of my life. It was lovely to run around in a big hot field and remember how great it is to see live music with a whole bunch of nerdy music fans.
We are so back.
Massively excited to get back in the studio tomorrow morning and share all these chats with everyone. But for now, let's trudge our way home in the crowd and call it a good night.
Time to go.
Bye-bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.